감사합니다.
Okay, now is the time that I introduce the first presenter, which is Brad here.
Yeah. Yeah, Brad!
I'm Brad, I'm an addict.
Hey, Brad!
Thanks for the introduction. Damn, we should have been in the big room because it would have looked like less people. There's a lot of fucking people here, man. And I've been telling people, man, I don't get nervous normally. I've spoken a lot, and I never get nervous, man. I got nervous today at lunch, which kind of ruined my lunch, you know. But, I thought about it, you know, like I never... I never spoke to, I don't think, in front of this many people. But then I thought about, you know, like when Dee called me, which was weird. She messaged me first, but I talked to her a few times since then to ask me to speak, man. And it was just like, what an honor that was. And I was like, yeah, no problem, because I'm like a put it in the future kind of guy. Like, yeah, I'll do anything you want 4 months from now, like that. But when she told me what the topic was, you know, the miracle of being free, I was like, yeah, no brainer. I don't need to study. Like, I'm living it, you know. And then like a week or two ago, I started thinking about it because I realized it was April, and like it's coming. I said, oh shit. You know, like, I need to study. You know? Like, I need to figure some shit out so I can say some profound stuff and all this stuff, like, about me. And that's, even when I got nervous today at lunch, like, that's what I was thinking. Like, and then I had to stop myself, like, it's not about me. You know, this is about showing the newcomer that we can be free. Because the only reason I got clean, man, I didn't, and my friend Frankie says it all the time, I love it, like, I didn't come in here on a winning streak, you know, I didn't come in here fucking just killing life, you know, I came in here because my life sucked, you know, and I tried every single thing possible other than the suggestions. I tried just osmosis, you know, I tried dating people, you know, like, hopefully they get it, you know, and I can catch what they got, you know, and anything but, like, having to work on myself, man, you know, I've been coming to the room since 2008, and my clean date's 8/14/15, so if you're good at math, it took me a while, and I really believe in that, you know, like, keep coming back, you know, whatever it takes, you know, because that's what people kept telling me. And it didn't run me off. Nobody ran me off. Everybody, every time I came back, every time I came back for a white key tag, every time I lied about a green key tag, every time, you know, I think I may have got a 90-day one time, legit, you know, like it was actually mine. But, like, everybody let me up, like, no matter what. You know, they loved me up. They didn't call me stupid. You know, and that, a lot of people, I hear people running themselves out of the rooms, not us running them out of the rooms, running themselves out of the rooms because of what they think other people might think, you know. And so I'm just really grateful for this program. So, like, I get an opportunity to share, you know, like what it was. And then when I got to actually studying, Dee pretty much laid it out for me, like where it's at in the book. You know, I'm not a real big remembering guy of, like, where shit's at. So, you know, like, there's a page in the basic text on page 11, and it says, when we discovered that we could no longer live with or without drugs, we sought help through NA rather than prolonging the suffering. The program works a miracle in our lives. We become different people, working the steps and maintaining abstinence. Give us a daily reprieve from our self-imposed life sentences. We become free to live. And when I first got clean, back in 2000, 14, I made it a year and then I relapsed, but I came right back. So just to clear that shit up real quick. But like, I still had the same drive. I made a left turn when I shouldn't have there briefly. But when I decided I wanted to stop being miserable, man, I was just so. I remember sitting in my apartment. Okay, remember sitting in some old girl's apartment that had left. She already left, and I knew that it was like about 60 days before the sheriff kicks you out. Like, you can just hold up in that apartment, not pay rent. You know, they can knock all they want, but they ain't coming in. And then my days were numbered. You know, like, eventually I was going to be homeless, and it was like whatever that desperation on top of being sick and tired of doing the same shit over and over again. I was finally just tired of being a slave to this addiction. And so I couldn't, you know, I hear a lot of people share about it, man. I was the same addict I would just cop dope. I would have all the dope that I would ever need in my hand and immediately be freaking out about how I'm going to get more. You know, to me today, that's just insanity. You know, like, it's complete insanity and it's nuts, man. And I was willing enough in the moment to go to a meeting, to call, you know, call somebody and just get me to a meeting. I don't even remember how I got to the meeting, the first meeting after that, you know. But like, I remember where I asked my sponsor to be my sponsor, and he told me, you know, he's like, yeah, three things, you know, no womanizing, no getting high, and I can't remember. Oh, no putting hands on anybody. That was three stipulations. He's like, yeah, and I'll sponsor you. And I haven't done that since. And he's still my sponsor, man. But the reason I picked him, you know, they kept saying pick a sponsor. I didn't want anybody to be my sponsor because I knew what I was doing. Like, I made it this far. Like, I know what I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. I went to prison, and they tell me when to eat, when to sleep, all that kind of stuff, and I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. And I did that from 2008 to 2014, and when I was finally done, man, I just wanted somebody to tell me what to do. You know, please just tell me what to do, because this sucks. And so, like, to this day, I share it all the time. Like, my sponsor, I would ask him questions in the beginning, like, because I wanted him to answer it. And I wanted him to answer my question. I wanted him to tell me what to do exactly. Because when it went wrong, I wanted somebody to blame. And he's never, to this day, never answered he's always answered my questions with a question. And, well, what do you think about that? What are your thoughts on that? And he's told me that we'll deal with the consequences. Whatever my choices are, we'll deal with the consequences, you know. And I'm not going to say I don't make bad decisions still, but my decisions don't hurt quite as bad as they used to. Once you get tired of bumping your head so many times, and you get a taste of this freedom, man, I hear it a lot lately about making a life worth staying clean for. Oh, fuck. I don't foresee, you know, like, working the steps and getting rid of the reservations and doing all that kind of stuff. I had reservations, you know, like, when I first got here. If this and this and this happened, I'm getting high. This and that, this happened, I might get high, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't have those today. So, like, it's like an extra step of freedom, you know, because I'm not worried about that kind of stuff. I'm not saying I'm indestructible on getting high. You know, it can happen. But there's a few steps before I go get high, you know. And thank God for awareness. You know, I can tell in my attitude is what kept me high and got me high. You know, so when my attitude starts changing, I know there's probably something to look at, somebody I need to call, something to look at in that realm, because I don't want to get high, you know. And so anyways... man, I was such a slave to this addiction, and the sheriff finally did come, knock on the door, and I remember opening the door, like, I let him, like, come on in, like, and I had a Lazy Boy that I took from the, like, it was, like, fresh, but it was, like, trash from the dumpster they set on the side, and it worked, like, it went back, and And I had that and a TV stand, because I'd already done sold the TV and everything up. My entertainment was like listening to the neighbors, because the walls were so thin. I could hear the neighbors' whole conversations every night, and then I'd pass out, or I'd stay up, or I'd climb through the fucking attics, like whatever we do, you know, regular stuff. Regular old weirdo stuff, you know, like, but being so stuck in that, like, when am I going to get my next one, while I still have one, was enough to get me to get clean. And today, man, I was thinking, like, what keeps me clean, you know, other than my life is awesome. Like, this is super cool. Like, I love living life, and how do I do that, you know? And today I have some tools that I use on a daily basis that I've conditioned myself to use without even like realizing it. Before, it was like such an act, like I had to like, okay, I got to do this. But now it's like second nature, you know. My sponsors taught me a lot about like praying and meditating and starting my day off. And I wake up every morning in full-blown active addiction. The voices are still there. The voices are telling me I ain't shit. You know, I'm going to get high today. You're going to lose. Everything you own is going to get taken. Everything that you love is going to leave you. All the things on the way to the coffee pot. Like, it's literally on the way to the coffee pot. So, like, I can handle it on the way to the coffee pot. And then I have to, right next to my coffee pot, I have a little, you know, the sticks. And 5 seconds after I pull that stick, I literally probably couldn't tell you what I pulled 90% of the time. I leave it out so I can try to remember, but I never do, hardly. But the reason I do that is because it reminds me that I need to activate my recovery. And so I used to read my Just for Today on my phone, and then I noticed that, you know, that awareness that I have is I noticed that the Just for Today, right after I pulled that stick, ended up turning into Just for Facebook. And just for a minute, just to see what's going on. Then I'll get to the Just for Today, you know, and so... Like today, we have I have a book, like an actual paper book, and it sits right there by my recliner, and I get to read it, you know. And just by that simple act, it helps me just say a quick little prayer with the God of my understanding, and it's not a blank prayer, you know. Like he's also my sponsor has taught me to build a relationship. You know, this whole program is about building relationships. You know, and one of them was with my higher power, and I didn't know what that looked like. You know, and thank God Narcotics Anonymous gives me the freedom to like choose whatever higher power I want to choose. You know, and so I liked a lot of this person's and this person's and this person's, and I made them mine. You know, and it's always ever changing, I think, a little bit, but I got the premise. You know, like I may add some chocolate chips to it, but like it's still a fucking cookie. You know, like this is my cookie. You know, and he has a face today, you know, and I had a hard time at first just because I'm stubborn of talking to a God, you know, like I wanted to have somebody else's resentment that they had towards God. And then I realized after working a few steps, I didn't have a resentment. Like I didn't grow up in church. I didn't not grow up in church. We just didn't go to church. And I don't hate religion, and I don't not hate it. Like, I just had no opinion, but I had somebody else's opinion for a while, and I was like, I ain't fucking doing that, you know, and it was just hurting myself, and once I was able to develop this relationship, because I believed in something, you know. Every time I went to booking, I prayed to somebody, please God, get me out of this, his God, your God, I didn't care, somebody bomb me the fuck out, like, I just, whatever, and I will worship you, you know, until I get out the door, you know, just let me get out of here, I swear. And that's still kind of like when I first started praying to this, my higher power, that's still kind of how I... my prayer started out, you know, it's building this relationship. So we talk every single day, and that's what a relationship's about. It's not a foxhole prayer. It's not a one-way street where I don't reciprocate it, you know. And it's not only when I need shit. It's on a daily basis where I develop this relationship where when I need my higher power, I can call on him, and I feel it. you know. But in the beginning, my prayers were, God, I need you to make this guy do this. I need this person to pay me today. You know, I need these people to act like this, and I need this. Amen. You know, like, let's go. And over the years, like, I realized, one, I don't fucking work. That's not how it works with my higher power. And that's just manipulation at its finest. And it's real cool, man. Like, today, I don't have to just have one prayer in the morning. Like, I have 17 of them, like, while I'm on the highway in Tulsa. You know, let me not go to jail. Let me not kill this person. Thank God I have tinted windows so they can't see. I don't have to roll my window down anymore and flip people off. I flip them off in the car with the window up. I'm still a work in progress. But today, man, my prayers are pretty simple. You know, I wake up in my house that I own and walk to my coffee pot. That I don't have to worry about the sheriff knocking on my door. You know, I don't have a time frame. You know, this month, we've been in our house 3 years. That's fine. I went to prison for 3 years, but I've never been like in a consistent place for 3 years, you know, other than that. And it's just crazy how quick it flew by, you know. And, you know, like I get to wake up in my living room, you know, and I wake up at a crazy time. You know, I wake up on purpose at 3:30 in the morning, you know, and I get to have some me time. My life is very chaotic. I shared in a meeting the other day that you know, like I used to be able to go to 4, 5, 6 meetings a day, every day, especially when I first started coming around. They had them all in one place up at 12 and 12, and I would hit, you know, 12, 15, 20 meetings a week, easy. And we get lives in this program, man, and we have to figure out how to balance that, you know, because my life is super busy, and I keep adding to it, you know. But I have the freedom to do that. You know, I have the freedom to do that, but I have to make sure I make these meetings, and I shared about that in a meeting this week, and started really thinking about it. You know, like I don't hit as many meetings. I don't get to hit as many meetings as I used to, but that's okay. You know, like I'm going to make them count when I do. You know, Narcotics Anonymous has given me the freedom to have a crazy good life, man. Like it's like something, if I would have imagined it, there's no way I could have imagined the way my life is today. They say you'd been shortchanging yourself. I definitely would have shortchanged myself a lot, you know. And it's not because of the stuff that I have, and it's not because of the awesome woman that I have, you know, because she's pretty damn cool. But it's that peace, that reason I picked my sponsor was this dude was like, he's just like the little Buddha. When I came in here, man, like I was chaos. I was like the Tasmanian devil. Wherever chaos was, that's where I was, and I wanted to be a part of it. And it's just where I did good. I did good in life. I did good in life when the sheriffs were knocking on the door. I could thrive in that shit, you know, so I thought. You know, I thought I did really well, and I was just comfortable there because I've never experienced the other side, you know. And my sponsor, man, I remember trying to get him riled up about different shit going on in the rooms, like, you know, like fucking wanted him to, like, co-sign some of my shit, you know, like, this, yeah, fuck that guy. And he's just like, all I picture him is just doing this shit. You know? So, he didn't, but like, but his calmness, his peacefulness was just what I wanted. And so, like, I've gotten a piece of that, you know, I've got a taste of that, and I want more of it. So it's available to me at any time, you know. And good thing is, I know I'm not that crazy, because like when you get to develop a relationship like with your sponsor, you know, they get to share some of their stories with you, and you're like, damn, like when you picture somebody as like the Buddha, and then you actually hear what he did when he was in active addiction, you're like, fuck, okay, well, I'm not that bad, you know, like I'm not that bad. But I felt like we connected at one point, and I was able to take off some of those masks that I came in here, like, don't fucking hug me, don't give me the book, you know, don't, I'm tough, you know, I'm this and I'm that, and everything that I'm not, you know, that's really everything that I'm not. And the more layers I can shed off, the more freedom that I get, you know. How free do you want to be, you know? You want to keep, you know, sitting in the corner and being, you know, standoffish and don't want to, we're going to hug you anyways. I don't care, you know. Like, we're still going to hug you and maybe back up a little bit, but, like, we're going to love you until you can love yourself, you know. And that's what, another reason why I love this program, because they did that to me. You know, there was a few people that wouldn't take no. And so, you know, it's really cool to be able to, this is my first time I ever shared at a convention. So, like, I'm like, pretty big deal now. So, sky's the limit from here. You know? But I knew I would be okay once I got up here and shared, because, like, I can talk about my businesses. I can talk about, you know, my grandbabies. I can talk about my family. I can talk about all the things with passion. And I could talk about Narcotics Anonymous all day long. Once I got myself out of the fucking way, I don't like talking about that guy. You know, like, I don't like talking about me. And it's crazy how this program works, man. There's another sentence that D lovingly pointed out to me, and I won't read the whole paragraph, but there's a part in it that says we don't have to settle for the limitations of the past. And you know, that's kind of like that freedom part. Like, if I would have imagined how far I could have gotten in life, man, I've been shortchanging myself. No way in hell would I have thought that I could do some of the things that I've done so far. I just started, you know. I fucking stayed sick for 5-6 years of being clean. Like, I kept myself in a hole. And, like, the last few years, I finally just let go and let life happen, you know, without so much putting my hands on it, as much. I put them on a little bit, but a little bit sometimes. But I'm able to see where life goes, man, and just kind of let it be. Not settling for the limitations of my past, I really thought that I would be dead by 21. You know, and if you don't believe in a higher power, you know, believe that I believe, because at 21, my 21st birthday, I was in prison. So probably would have been dead if left to my own devices, you know. So I got to sit down for 3 years and get reformed. It worked out real well, and it took me another 15 years to figure it out, but thank God I didn't go back to prison, you know, and eventually finally just got that little nudge that was just like, yeah, you should do something different. And the last few years, let's just see how far we can take this shit, because I wanted to prove this program. I wanted to prove this program wrong, that it didn't work for me. It's the only reason why I started working the steps in the first place. And fuck. So, man, anyways, I'm pretty much done, but I'm super excited to be here. So glad I got to go first, because now that shit out the way, I can eat, man. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Brad. All right, the next one is Jessica. She's, you know, just Jessica.
Way to go, Chair. Good job. I figured I better start walking early because that introduction. I'm always like this. I get really, really nervous at the beginning, and then you can't shut me up. So it just give me a few minutes and it'll start coming out and you'll be like, God, is she done? But I like what Brad had to say as far as once I get myself out of the way, once I start thinking about all those grand things that I think about in the shower while I'm getting ready to come here and all those things that I think are going to sound really freaking cool to you, once I get those out of the way and let God do what he's got to do so that one of y'all can hear what needs to be said, because I don't know shit. I don't know nothing. What I know is in my literature. What I know is through you people, through the rooms. What I know is in the steps and in the work and through my sponsor. And for me today, that's freedom. That's freedom to say I don't know. I don't know anything. And because before I knew everything. And you couldn't tell me anything. And Scott will tell you sometimes today that you still can't tell me anything, but that's okay. My clean date is 12/17 of 2014. And I am so very, very grateful for that. It's only by sponsorship and working the steps of Narcotics Anonymous that I'm here today clean. I started thinking about freedom, and, you know, of course, the first thing that comes to you is that I'm not in jail, you know, and then we think about freedom from active addiction, and that's great, but what kept me clean and what kept me free from active addiction, there had to be more than that. Because I needed something that kept me free from every time that I thought about something that I didn't feel like I was being punched in the stomach because of my past. I wasn't beating myself up. I needed the freedom to be able to lay down at night and not think about what shitty thing I had done that day. I needed the freedom to be able to walk in a room and not look at the floor because that's what I've always done and that's what I was trained to do. I needed the freedom to be able to a lot of people say losers and winners, you know, run with the winners in this program. I call them eagles and ducks, and I quit quacking with ducks and started soaring with eagles. And because the ducks were always on the ground, and this program has taught me so much about not having to be on the ground all the time, not looking at the ground, not being on the ground, and what I mean by that is that I was tied to so much dumb shit, so much of the lifestyle. There was so much that I was such a slave to, and I'm not talking just about my pimp. There was so much. I'm not talking about just the drugs. There was so much that my mind said, this is the way that it is, and this is the way that it's always going to be, and this is what you got to do, and if you don't do it like this, then you're freaking wrong. And, you know, a lot of you have heard me, and I talk about this thing that boils my life down to this one analogy that I have, and I know my home group is tired of hearing me say it, but for me, it's like forever and ever and ever, my mom taught me how to wash whites, and that's how I wash my whites. And if you don't wash your whites that way, then you're not getting them clean, and you don't know how to wash your whites. And then I come in here, and you guys are like, I go to somebody else's house, for instance, and you're washing your whites a different way, and I start watching you fold this laundry, and your whites are whiter than mine, and I'm like, what the fuck? You know? And until I can be open-minded enough to ask you and soak up that kind of game about how you wash your whites, then I'm never going to get my whites that clean because I'm stuck. I'm stuck in this is the way that it is, and you don't know nothing, and I know it all, and thank God for that freedom. Thank God for that kind of freedom, that freedom of running with those winners that wash their whites to a point that their whites are whiter than mine. And You know, before I would ignore it and be like, yeah, that's some kind of trick, you know. They put new shit in the basket or something, you know. I was always finding something so that my mind could stay closed to not being able to open my mind enough to do something different. And, you know, that is the freedom for me today. That is the freedom. There's freedom of not having to turn the TV all the way up so that I can go to sleep at night. I still love my music, don't get me wrong, but the freedom of not having to have that shit all the way up and being able to pray on the way to work like he was talking about, instead of having the music all the way up because I can't stand what's going on in my head and I can't make it stop. Because there was so much when I got here. The shame of my kids, my parents, you know, the system, what I'd done to myself, the rapes, the, you know, everything that we do to ourselves while we're out there. I could not turn that shit off. And, you know, one of the things that helped me, and this is freedom, freedom of being able to walk into a meeting, and if I open up my ears long enough to know that chick up there saying something has something to say, instead of judging that book by its cover and thinking that she'll never be able to fucking teach me anything. And when I open up my mind, I hear Fifi at one of my very first conventions talking at a breakfast meeting about her life. And what happened, and what it's like now, and being able to soak that up, and running with that winner, whether it be her story or whatever, and then being able to tell mine, and Christina coming back in and hearing her, we got mirror stories. If you want to hear her story, come hear my story, and vice versa. And then when I get down in the dumps, and I need to hear what I need to hear, I can go to Christina, hear her story, and remember what it was like. And what it's like now, because her life is totally different. That's the freedom that I get from Narcotics Anonymous. You know, we talk a lot about freedom from active addiction. That's all we wanted when we first got here. And yeah, but there's got to be some stuff that goes along with that. But I'll tell you right now, that freedom ain't free. Just like a lot of things, we can talk about freedom, but freedom ain't free. What it cost me was willingness and action. Willingness to do the steps. Willingness to work the steps. It also cost my sponsor some willingness to hear that shit. Because I had a lot. I wore her out with my first 4-step because I was scared to death that I wouldn't get it all out there. I was scared to death that it would not be. I hear a lot of people saying I didn't want to tell them this. I knew that I did not want to carry that shit anymore. My 4-step was not scary for me. There was some procrastination, don't get me wrong, but it was not scary for me. I wanted that stuff on paper. If you would have told me, it was one of those things where I really truly had that willingness when I got, because I had been clean. I started my journey in 2005 and I relapsed. Why? Because I stopped going to meetings, because I stopped calling my sponsor, because I stopped reading literature. When you're not, when you're sure not talking to God after that. You know, if you're not talking to your sponsor, you're probably not talking to God either. You know, and I moved the pimp back in. Moved him right back in. And here we are off to the races again. And you know, 8 months did. And I'm back in slinging snot at a freaking meeting. And thank God that nobody cared. They said, okay, you relapsed. You lost your 9 years, whatever it was that you had. What are you going to do about it? Let's work some steps. You got a sponsor? That's what they said to me. They didn't say, oh, you piece of it, you know, or told you. Mm-hmm. Nobody said that to me. And because of that, you know, I have another 9 years. And that 9 years is so much different from the first 9 years. Why? Because I have a freedom of surrender. That surrender got me. That surrendering everything. It cost me everything. The freedom cost me everything. And it was everything that I did not freaking need anymore. Thank God. My life looks totally different, like Brad was talking about. It looks totally different. You know, I own a coffee pot today, a couple of them. You know, I get to decide, you know, what I'm going to wear today. And you know, and for so long, I chased down trying to make my parents proud of me because I am a second generation 12-stepper. Some of you guys can relate to that, and or have your kids in here. And once I stopped trying to do what they were doing and started figuring out what my own program was and took that freedom for myself, then I started to understand the steps. I understand the application. I understand doing what I needed to do for me so that I'm okay and not that they're okay with me. And when I started doing all that, this 9 years, oh my God, baby. You know, I had the freedom to wear my J's, my Jordans on my soft tail, and two groups of people in here are going to understand that, you know? And I don't have to decide that I'm going to please this group of people or this group of people. I get to do what I want today. And my sponsor tells me, you can do anything you want to do. I had the freedom to do any damn thing I want to do today. But everything, absolutely everything, has consequences, whether they be good or whether they be bad. So what do I want to do? And when I don't know what to do, she said, do the next right thing. Do the right next right thing in front of you. If you can't get a hold of me, and sometimes I don't need to get a hold of her. I know what the next damn right thing in front of me is to do today because I worked some steps and I've gotten some outside help. And that's very important for some of us. That is very important. Please do not let anybody in this program tell you, just work a step and you'll be okay. Because sometimes it's not just working a step and you'll be okay. Now, had I not worked the steps, I would not be okay. Those are two different things. I had to do them both. And because of that, I have a freedom where, you know, I'm not saying that every day is okay, that every day that I'm okay and I am free from my past, from this up here, because I'm not. What Brad was talking about got me. And I have the freedom to come in here and hear him and relate with that and understand and it be okay that I'm not okay sometimes. And maybe I'm not okay every morning. Who knows? Now, that's not my story today. But thank God for the women in this program. And thank God for the healthy men in this program as well. And I hang on to them because when I first got here, I had no business talking to you guys at all. And Scott will tell you, it took him a long time to get to me. Because I was that, fuck you dudes and fuck everything. Fuck all that, fuck it all. That's where I was at when I got here. Because I was done. I was like kind of same scenario. I can relate to him so much, the same scenario. Okay, come on in because I'm tired. You know, come on in. And thank God I had enough sense that I run with the women. Thank God that I had enough sense and that the men in my home group had enough sense and that we have men sponsors out here sponsoring to the point that you leave her alone. She's new. Leave her the fuck alone. Thank God for that freedom. Thank God for that freedom today. You know, because all, you know, it's been tough. It's been tough to get our rooms that way, and they're not always that way, but we're well on our way because we have
seniority. We have our predecessors that are telling their Swanseas, and their Swanseas are telling their Swanseas. And the women are doing the same thing. Believe me, baby, you talk to my Swanseas. And there's freedom in that. And, you know, and it all boils down to having the freedom to stop letting everything that you knew or thought that you knew get in the way of your miracle. I am so grateful that the books have went on to Living Clean, the spiritual principles, because my first 9 years, and I will never, ever, 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 ever bash AA. I'll never bash AA. But they have one book. And that book was written a long time ago. And it's great. It's our founding stuff. It had what I needed at the time. But when I got here this time and got into NA, I not only had my basic text blue, and that stuff was being highlighted, like y'all say in the key tag ceremonies, but then they started putting this other literature out. Because once you get that freedom from active addiction, then there is all that stuff that follows. The freedom to learn how to pay my rent on time. The freedom to learn how to get insurance.
Ooh.
The freedom to learn how to be in a healthy relationship when it was time, and to know that in that healthy relationship, that if any time that it's 9 years, it's fine, but if at any time it was not gonna, we had a stint where we didn't know. But I had freedom that I didn't have to stay in that if I couldn't. I didn't have to stay on that and that just be it. Because I had sponsorship that if you do stay in this, you need to figure this out. And if you do stay in this, you need to make sure you're not staying because of A, B, and C, but because of D. And if you can't do that, then you in that relationship for the wrong reason, and you're holding his ass hostage. The freedom to have myself together enough to be able to hear that and be okay with that, and was searching for apartments. Because I was so beat down when I first got here that nobody was ever going to love a Southside hoe in Oklahoma City that would, you know. Mm-mm. Man, my life is crazy, crazy, crazy good today. You know, and it's, and yes, I have the freedom of the car and the house and those are things. But the being able to lay my head down at night and not worry about what shitty thing I did to somebody. And if I did do a shitty thing to somebody and I haven't already did that 10th step amends, that I get to go and do that tomorrow. You know? That there's freedom from that the next time that I lay my head on that pillow. I don't have to live like that all the time. And I don't have to live, you know, with my eyes to the floor or with the, you know, that whole, they'll tell you when I first got here, this was down and you were not getting through it. And now I go up and hug people and people can come up to me and hug me because they're not afraid of me. And I'm not saying that out of, we all know that armor we have up when we get here, you know, leave me the fuck alone, you know, I will take your head off, you know. And there are some days when I still have that mentality. Scott said something about when I got up here, he said, are you nervous? I said, yeah, I'm a little bit nervous today. And he said, I think there's hecklers in the crowd. I said, I'll punch him in the nose. You know? And you know, the great thing about that is that there's consequences to punch people in the nose today, you know? And I get to decide whether it's worth it or not. That's freedom. Most days it's not worth it. I'd rather love you up, tell you, please don't do that again, because I'm nervous and I got things to say up here because I'm a big deal now. But I could go on and on and on about, and I don't know where I'm at. I think I'm close.
You got 10 minutes.
Okay. And about freedom. I will tell you one thing, since I do. You know, I had that 9 years of recovery, and I had gotten the kids back, you know, the car, the house, they were in school, those kinds of things. And when I relapsed, I lost that. I lost that nine years of trust with those kids. And that was one of the biggest things that I came in here really shameful about. When I got here, I did not think I would ever get that back with my son and daughter, ever. There was no way. My daughter was done. My son was absolutely done. He is a lot like my father. There was just no hope. But I knew that even though I couldn't kill myself out there, I tried, you know, without doing it, you know, and I couldn't die out there. I welcomed death with open arms every freaking day and could not die out there, but I knew that I could not live the way that I was living. And, you know, that series of events, all of us have that story, that series of events that God set up that it couldn't be anything but a higher power who loved us. That set that up, and I ended up back in the rooms, and I knew that even though I may not get those kids back, I knew that I had to live a different way, and by living that different way, not only do I have those kids back in my life, and those kids are doing really good. Not all of us get that. You know, not all of us get that story. Not all of us get to see, but I got to see. And not only that, I am left with my grandchildren overnight. And some people know my daughter, and she ain't leaving them kids with nobody. You know, my mom doesn't even get those kids overnight. I get those kids overnight. A Southside addict hoe like me, two-time fucking loser, and I get my grandchildren overnight.
That's right.
Because I have freedom from active addiction, I have freedom from doing the things that I do, and I have a freedom and a gift of recovery that I know this time around is so fragile that I don't want to do anything with it but win. And you can call me being in a clique, you can call it what you want, but I'm soaring with those eagles. I'm not quacking with ducks around here. I'm not. I don't have it in me this time to fuck around and find out, you know? And that's what that is. And I am just so grateful that there is a freedom there, that a freedom from letting those miracles come back in, a freedom to keep doing different things so that I can keep getting different things. Because if you keep doing what you've always done, you're going to keep getting what you've always got. And I have freedom from quit and getting what I've always got. Imagine that. I am so grateful to be here. So grateful that Dee had called me. So grateful that I got to go behind Brad, because I said, let him go first, because I'll get up there and I'll start eating up people's time. So let him go first. Because I told you I'd get up here and I'd be nervous, and then y'all be like, shut. But there's just, I get on fire. I get on fire for Narcotics Anonymous. I remember that speaker that we had that was saying, Narcotics Anonymous, you know, when she was talking, that New Yorker, man, and I feel that in my bones. The way that she, and I can't say it the way she said it, but I, yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. And that fire that she had behind that, and that within itself, a freedom to be happy, a freedom to be happy. And if you want what I got, then do what I did, get you a sponsor, start going to meetings, work the steps. Because you can't get it by osmosis. Your girlfriend can't give it to you, you know. And that's what it's going to cost you to get that freedom. To get that freedom from up here, that's what it's going to cost you. Because freedom ain't free. I'm grateful to be here and be clean. Thanks for letting me share.